I want to welcome Jeanette Arenas Pineda. She's a bilingual school social worker at an elementary school in the Madison Metropolitan School District. She graduated with a master's in social work from UW-Madison in 2013. She was born in Mexico, immigrated to Madison at the age of 9. She's on the board of Unidos, a nonprofit that serves victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, as well as Connections, which mentors young adults in the Madison area. She's a DACA recipient, and Jeanette has been a member of Voces de la Frontera for about 10 years. She has fought for a comprehensive immigration reform at the federal level and for statewide and local policies that make our community a more welcoming place for immigrants and refugees. Jeanette, welcome.
Let me start by saying that this will really be more about you than about me. Really. But don't worry, I'll go first. I remember being in fourth grade, telling my friends that I was leaving. I'll be gone for 1 year, I said. Saying goodbye, giving hugs. Until one of them laughed at me and said, "You're not going to be back until you're married and have kids." And 21 years later, I think I'm finally able to admit that maybe he was right. 21 years. Think about that. 21 years of feeling out of place, ungrounded, unsettled, unwanted. I don't know if those are even real words, but this is my speech. Now, you already know that I am a dreamer, and I do fit the profile pretty well. I worked hard. I followed the rules. I went to school. I worked harder. I couldn't go to school anymore. And I'm not like others that didn't know about their status. I knew. I didn't talk about it and tell people, but I never felt shame. I can only wish that when I'm a parent, I'm half as brave as my parents were. Because people with limited choices often have to choose between bad or worse. People do not choose to live a life in the shadows. People do not choose to live a life of uncertainty. They are forced to do so. Now, I fit the profile, but that does not make me more worthy than other people. I worked hard, yes, but I was also very lucky. What stands between me and other people not up here today are opportunities. Others might have had less people looking out for them, more roadblocks in their way, or maybe they just didn't fit the age requirement. DACA changed my life. It allowed me to get my master's, and currently it allows me to serve my students and my community every single day. But that does not mean that I or others were not already contributing to this country. Immigrants contribute to this country day in and day out. We can just do it on a larger scale because of DACA. In these past few years, we have proved it. Now, there are many easy to find talking points for this fight, but to me, this is not about anything else but standing up for humanity. This is where you come in. See, I told you this was all about you. Allies, you are wanted. You are needed. Not to ask us what you can do, because you already know that. You already know what to do. Call your representatives, those Republicans. For real. Please do that. But I want you all to think not only about those like me, but those that did not get asked to speak today. those that do not have the time because they're working two or three more jobs, those that are too scared to do so, those that are not protected by the profile of the deserving immigrant, those that are in deportation centers due to too many traffic tickets, those that are not as lucky and privileged as I am to use my voice. I want you to ask yourself, and maybe, and hopefully, those conservative family members of yours, do I believe in kids being scared that their parents are going to be deported? Do I believe in siblings or parents only seeing or knowing each other through computer screens? Do I believe that people who pay their taxes, work minimum wage jobs, deserve to live without fear every time they see the police on their way to work? Do I believe that a victim's fear of deportation should be greater than that of their harasser preventing them from calling the police? Do I believe in children making other children feel bad because of the color of their skin? If you believe that I am worthy of protection and a path to citizenship after 21 years of being here, use the truth and knowledge to disarm the myths and the fears that drives hateful and racist policies. Join Voces de la Frontera and visit the website to help us keep fighting. If you believe that people deserve to live without fear, without trauma, without hate, please act by speaking to people's hearts about the importance of comprehensive immigration reform, because we know that the ones that are most vulnerable do not have the time or energy to do so. If you believe that this is really a country of freedom and decency, do not step back when others attack it. Use your privilege to defend those American values and protect the humanity of others. DACA helped me, but my status never defined who I was. How will your action or inaction in this fight define you? Thank you.
Jeanette Arenas Pineda, I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more from her in the years to come. Thank you so much. Our next speaker is Becky Schigel. She's the executive director of the Interfaith Coalition for Worker Justice in South Central Wisconsin, and also the director of the Worker Rights Center. And she began her career as a social worker and teacher before joining ICWJ. Let's give a warm welcome to Becky Schigel.
This morning, a friend told me that expecting straightforward legislation on DACA was unrealistic. I don't think we need realistic right now. I think we need prophetic. We need to hold on, grab on to our vision of a just society, or borrow someone else's. Have faith in it, hold on to it, and then let it spread. In every conversation, every letter, every time we encounter a narrative that says we must bottom line justify what is simply necessary and right, we need to challenge and change that narrative. That's where our coalition comes in. We have many beliefs at the Interfaith Coalition for Worker Justice, and we like it that way. Because we share these convictions, we believe that healthy and safe workplaces are not just for some of us. They are necessary and right. We believe that no matter what else we do, that until we have fair and livable wages, we do not have a fair and livable city or county or state or nation. We believe that all workers have the right to organize and bargain collectively, and that is a moral issue. We believe that when immigrant workers are threatened, we must act, and we know that fearful workplaces are a danger to every one of us. We believe that one family's struggles are just as important as another. Whether your family's burden tonight is health or a hurricane, debt or documentation, unemployment or incarceration. The truth is that every day we meet at the Worker Center workers who have simply been robbed of their legal wages, or put at risk because of a lack of safety training, or threatened with a call to ICE if they complained. Every day, here, workers lose one of their two or three jobs because they have no sick days. Please join us in this work. And I want to say here that I ask you not to be dissuaded by those who tell you something else about certain religions or people of faith not being on the side of justice. For we have learned some things in our nearly 20 years as a coalition. We've learned that worker justice is written into the tenets of every major faith tradition. If your religion asks you to see God in every face, then you believe in worker justice. If your faith calls you to proclaim the worth of every person, you believe in justice for every worker, no matter what they look like, no matter where they were born, or where they have been. If your values call you to care about the sick, help the poor, the needy, then you believe in a living wage and sick time and health care for every single worker. And if your scripture says something like, welcome the stranger, speak up with immigrant workers of Wisconsin. I want to ask you, we need you to get on the phone with us at the Labor Temple for those 800,000 young Americans who were born elsewhere and they're our workers now. We start again at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Just show up. So whether you claim a faith or not, or whether it's none of my business what you believe, what matters is that if you believe that we must have a vision of a just economic society and hold our leaders and our policies up against that vision at all times, then you believe in solidarity, and we are with you. Thank you.